few strands of multicolored tinsel, one interspersed with tiny American flags, frame the unassuming door of Wrangell's Lone Weed Store.
Hi, Kelsey.
Yeah.
Hello.
The gray door in the also gray Happy Cannabis building sports a few strong vinyl letter statements. No one under 21 years of age allowed. No loitering. Cash only. The hours are also posted there, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Shop owner Kelsey Martinson says he would keep the lights on later if he could, but Wrangell's local ordinances restrict the shop from staying open into the evening. He says some customers feel the crunch of trying to make it in before he has to close for the night.
I think a lot of places end right around 5:36 and they can't make it here on time.
A few Wrangellites have recently spoken out, petitioning the assembly to expand the allowable hours for the store. Wrangell's Borough Assembly is apparently listening. It's passed an initial draft of an ordinance that would let the business stay open until 10 p.m.
You know, the grocery stores, it's not like the city's like, hey, you can't sell tomatoes past 8 p.m. Like, you better be closed, you know?
Jill Privett has supported the local licensing of Happy Cannabis since it was proposed in 2016. She owns a food truck in town and several other businesses.
At the time, it was just really cool that we even got to have legal cannabis at Wrangell, but then 3 years later, it's like, okay, I can buy a pizza sandwich till 7 p.m., but God forbid I go buy a doobie.
She's also KSDK's morning host and program director, but she's not speaking for the station. Rather, she's spearheading the effort to extend the allowable hours for marijuana businesses in town.
Wrangell has been a drinking town for so long that it's kind of like, how do we shift that thinking of, you know, pot being such a taboo where it's completely normal for Wrangell's number one mom to go down to the liquor store at whatever hour of the night and buy a gallon of wine and get tipsy every night off wine, you know, mama's little helper kind of thing. But it's totally, totally not acceptable if you see her coming out of the cannabis store. So there's definitely still that stigma.
Martinson, the Happy Cannabis store owner, says he does think Wrangell's community has relaxed a bit with respect to weed in the years since his business opened.
Maybe some older people who are coming into like some pain issues and stuff or sleeping, like they've come around to the edibles, but it's still like they're real hush-hush about it. They don't want anyone knowing they're getting it. Or, I mean, yeah, there's people who come on with their hooded sweatshirt and their cap and sunglasses.
There are groups, real life and social media, of Wrangellites who use cannabis, and many of them support later opening hours. Almost none of them have spoken out publicly. Kevin Fish is among them. He told KSDK that, to his mind, cannabis stores shouldn't be more restricted than, say, bars.
I actually look at it as a double-edged sword. I think the extension should be what alcohol is, and to anywhere in between is still staying in the over-regulated space, where we're regulating something more than another, where the other is more dangerous, that being alcohol.
It's not clear from old assembly minutes exactly how they picked 6 p.m. as the cutoff time. Assembly members from that time period say they remember it was to balance the worries of some in town who felt having a pot shop would lead to moral decline. Privett recalls community trepidation over legal weed.
You know, reefer madness. We don't want that after 6 p.m. in Wrangell.
So far, there hasn't been public pushback to loosening Wrangell's current restrictions on dispensary hours. KSTK reached out to Wrangellites who spoke against the initial licensing of the store, including a former state representative. Almost everyone didn't return calls, and nobody wanted to comment. State law allows marijuana businesses to operate for all but 3 hours of the day, between 5 and 8 in the morning. Wrangell's Borough Assembly will hold a public hearing on the proposed extension for marijuana store hours at their upcoming meeting at 7 p.m. on May 27th. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.